This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, and with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Vincent.
And Mark.
And the big news of today, of course, is that Joe Biden is not officially the Democratic nominee. But
presumptive.
But he's going to be the Democratic nominee because Bernie Sanders has dropped out.
Suspended his campaign.
Is that how he put it?
That's how it's described, yes.
The only thing I saw about it was actually from the Babylon Bee, which just said that, you know, Sanders failed to grope enough women to qualify for the office of the president.
Which is good, because that's funny. I've got to agree. He's not qualified if the qualification is pervert.
Well, he's not as openly qualified, probably, but I don't know what he's actually...
He's got this essay he wrote for some underground newspaper in Burlington, Vermont, back in like the 70s, where it's like, women, they like to be raped. Men, they like to rape them. What are you going to do? You know, like it's... Whoa! Bernie, what's happening in your life, man?
And his campaign, they tried to write it off. They said, oh, it was a poorly written satire.
Well, I don't know what it was, but it was funny. But then again, you're dealing with a, you know, whatever the thoughts of a young man in the 70s are today in the, you know, 2020.
Have you seen what Bernie Sanders looked like back when he was the mayor? I mean, it's like Bernie Sanders was born old. He had white hair even then.
I've seen pictures of him with dark hair, but, you know, that was a long time ago.
I have not looked into Bernie Sanders' past much, but we did read his little essay here on the show at one point, and Johnson did it.
In a much better Bernie Sanders voice than I can do.
I had totally forgotten about that creepy essay of tonight. And it wasn't really as bad at on the whole as we could paint it, but it did have some really bad parts to it.
Yes. Yeah, it had some creepy parts. But that would only be creepy if the people he was running against weren't Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
I'm just amazed. I'm stunned that the United States political system has managed two election cycles in a row to find the two absolute worst human beings on the geographic landmass and put one of them in charge of everyone. You would think, okay, we have this system in place to find the worst human being alive so that we can put them out of their misery and save the rest of the world from their insanity. But no, we put them in charge.
Well, I mean, the Republicans were stuck, right? Like, their rocket ship is on rails, whereas the Democrats got to pick, and they went from, you know, Hillary to Creepy Joe.
How
they did it is beyond me. I mean, it's as if they were saying, well, we just have to make sure we lose this because our nominee might be Bernie Sanders, but Bernie Sanders might be able to beat Donald Trump.
I'm curious about what's going to happen at the convention if we're going to let Joe Biden. I mean, if Joe Biden's condition or whatever he might have, it could be just like he's going through, he's just getting drunk every day because he's in quarantine or adrenochrome withdrawal or whatever people want to say. But it is possible that someone else entirely might get the nomination at the convention.
It's probably more possible than it's ever been. But that doesn't make it likely. It's possible, not likely. I mean, it's just unlikely.
Now, what's going on with Biden's health?
Oh, we don't know. The limited amount of screen time he gets, it's on these late night shows and some news programs. And I mean, he's more coherent than he's been in the past. But he would just keep. I can't describe it without going into some of my personal stuff. But he would be on a point, and then he would talk about something else, and he would stop entirely. And it's to the point where even though he's done all these horrible things in his political career and he has all these awful allegations against him, I do feel bad for the guy. It's like watching your grandfather or, you know, someone with dementia or senility try and function, and it's just very sad.
Like, I agree, he's definitely senile. I mean, everything I've seen him ever say suggested that he's senile.
And don't forget that part of this whole thing is he has to debate Donald Trump. Now, I'm not saying that Donald Trump is the world's greatest debater, but he is tenacious. And for if you have a broad definition of the term articulate, definitely articulate. Like the way that he speaks that way well. It's like really well, super duper well, right? Like, you know, his whole thing.
Well, he has the best words.
And you can't, like, he's gonna badger the hell out of Biden in a debate to the point that I don't even know. I think they're gonna have to cart him off and get a beer trolley and just get him out of there.
I hadn't considered that. I'm actually looking forward to these debates. That's going to be spectacular to watch.
Spectacular is the term. Phantasmagoric. It's going to be
like
amazing.
Modern American gladiators, or modern Roman gladiators, rather.
Moron Olympics. But I'll give credit. I stole that from Greg Gutfeld. But to Joe Biden's credit, he was able to hold his own in the debates in the Democratic debates, even when it was just him and Bernie Sanders, but only slightly, just barely. And even Bernie Sanders, he would hold back against Biden because all of them, I think, held back against Biden because at any point they could have just said, "Hey Joe, why don't you go sniff Amy Klobuchar?" But they all were very.
Can we get some legs, some kids up here to rub your leg hairs? Would that make you feel more comfortable?
Get some roaches.
Then none of them took it serious. And then this is the part
that
stuns me.
Seriously.
Here's the part that stuns me is that Barack Obama, this presidential candidate, this guy is lauded for his ability to do the political process, decides to put his name behind Joe Biden in so much as he calls the other candidates and says, "Look, we need to get behind Joe, otherwise Bernie's going to get in there." And, you know, in all transparency, I endorsed Bernie for the DNC nomination. Yes, I did. Because he's a better candidate. Because if I ended up with Bernie Sanders, I'd be happier with him over Biden. That's why. And plus, he's probably significantly more pro-peace than any of the other candidates.
Tulsi Gabbard was the only one in their field that I was willing to support.
Bernie's only slightly less than Tulsi. He just doesn't spend any time talking about it. Mm-hmm. And Bernie, by the way, would likely have picked Tulsi as his running mate. She stood with him back when the DNC screwed him in 2016.
Yeah.
So, and Biden may pick her, too. Remember, Biden really needs to pick a great Veep here.
He promised to pick a woman, too.
So,
I saw Kamala Harris, right, because she's doing a lot of fundraising recently. I mean, she dropped out of a race when Tulsi Gabbard brought up the fact that despite her bragging about smoking marijuana on TV, she put away like thousands of people for marijuana charges. But yeah, today it was on Drudge. I saw they're talking, at least suggesting it could be Kamala Harris. Because, I mean, like, from a political standpoint, it's perfect. She's a woman. She's a person of color. She's a... She's, you know, somewhat younger. Well, she's very, very much younger than Biden. So some people might consider a vote for Biden is going to be a vote for his VP because he must not have that much time left, or at least that much time coherent left.
The question is how do we determine whether a president is coherent or not?
Well, we can't listen to them speak clearly because Trump described the hurricane in Dallas as the wettest one we've ever seen from the standpoint of the water, and his, you know, nemesis in this competition. This talks about learning about roaches and kids stroking his leg hairs. I mean, what is coherency in 2020? The ability to string together at least three words to form a statement that makes some kind of sense to some other semi-functioning human being.
Right. Well, all the Democrats have at this point is, well, I don't think Joe will really be the president. I think it's going to be his cabinet or something. Like, what? We've got a non-candidate as a candidate now? Like, that's the best you could get? You hate Trump so badly, you would vote for Biden? I mean, thank God I've got a history of voting for the Libertarian. Because at this point, I don't have to run off. Like, I'm no Johnny come lately at this point. I've voted for the Libertarian in the past. And I can just say, hey, look, I don't know who they're putting up, but you know what? Adam Kokesh, whatever you can say about the guy, you can't. It ain't as bad as what you can say about Biden or Trump.
Oh, no, for sure. I'm a firm Supreme supporter. That's who I would like to see get the Libertarian nomination.
Bumper Hornberger, baby. I don't care. I like them all.
What do you think about the current state of American politics? 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Saddle up. It's new Dynavite for horses.
They're always on the move, always eating, grazing 17 to 20 hours a day.
In their natural state, they eat only grass.
Picture a pasture or a plain.
The nice big pasture that's very green.
The grasses and the different plants.
That's your basic forage.
I don't think there's anywhere on the planet where you have consistent, healthy pasture all year.
So we start supplementing with the hay and the grain. The grain has a lot of sugars in it, and the hay, the dried out hay, loses a lot of nutrients.
Curing under the sun, it loses about 80% of the beta carotene, omega-3s, and vitamin E.
So Ed has figured out how to freeze-dry the greenness in the grass.
I said, why don't I make a supplement that's as close to healthy pasture as I could get?
All of the nutrients that are lost when the grass becomes the hay. I like Dynavite. It's simple. It's straightforward. My horses get what they need. I can see immediate results.
Check out new Dynavite for horses at Dynavite.com.
It doesn't take much. Just one little scoop. I get my Dynavite from Dinovite.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. And you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Vincent,
and Mark.
And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com, because they've launched a trading platform that you can find at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, or meeting in person with cash. All communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, which means finally you have access to a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started buying and selling Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. By far, one of my favorite websites to use for cryptocurrency. Now, today, the big news is that Joe Biden is going to be the Democratic nominee. Unless something really bizarre happens at the DNC, which it might. I mean, Joe Biden might come out there and start talking about kids stroking his leg hairs or whatever, and people just say, okay,
can't do this.
This is too much, man. You need to at least pretend like you can have a conversation with somebody.
Well, I mean, it's not like Joe's pretending. I mean, if he's having clarity issues, then he's not doing it on purpose.
Well, I think it's a given that he's having clarity issues at this point. I mean,
I don't know that everybody's convinced.
How could they not be?
Yeah.
Did they miss any of the news about him?
It's like a test. You know, well, I'd vote for a senile career politician before I'd vote for Trump. Oh, yeah? Well, here you go. You know?
Well, also, you have the main, you know, the MSM, they're sort of covering up for Biden, too. Like, I would have only, the only place where I've heard reported all of Biden's gaffes, like, in the big ones, right? Not, like, the normal ones where he, like, mistakes a place or something. I'm talking about where he just trails off, forgets he's on camera. And it was all from the Daily Caller. I didn't see any of it from, and also Fox News. Daily Caller, Fox News. You're not going to see Biden's gaffes on MSNBC. You're not going to see his gaffes on CNN. Or ABC or any of these. I mean, it must be. Just imagine being him, right? If he's aware of the situation, how embarrassing and patronizing it must be having to be propped up, having your horrible behavior propped up and enabled by your family, by your political establishment, by the media. I actually do feel sorry for Joe. I mean, some people wonder if he's being forced to do this.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I don't think he's mentally competent to do this, for sure.
Hasn't he run for president before?
I don't think so.
Mm.
But, you know, I was thinking during the break, he's promised to pick a woman for his vice president.
Yeah.
It's obviously going to be Hillary, right?
Oh, I'm unsure. I think I'm more on the side of like someone like Kamala Harris or someone who's somewhat of an outsider, because I think if he gets Hillary, it's going to get a lot of negative, like there's still a lot of bad blood regarding Hillary. I think like a lot of people consider that should think that she basically gave a presidency away to Trump compared to if it was Bernie. I think if he does have Hillary, it would alienate a lot of the Bernie Sanders crowd that would have voted for him anyways.
Or otherwise. Time will tell.
I don't know.
I hope he doesn't pick Harris.
The Democratic Party doesn't seem to care anything about Bernie Bros. They just don't seem to care.
They don't seem to... They seem to have a strange disconnect from reality and the consequences of choosing candidates that
You're presuming they want to win. And I'm not sure that that's the case this go around.
I mean, when they put up Hillary Clinton, and then the next election cycle they put up Joe Biden, you're right. It's hard to believe that they genuinely want to win any of these races. But why wouldn't they want to win? Are they conspiring to keep Trump in office? Is that your suggestion?
I don't know what. I mean, Bernie seems like the most electable of the crew. Remember when, and it wasn't that long ago, when Bernie was the presumptive nominee, right? Like, he was getting between 30% and 40% in the numbers and kicking everybody's butt.
Including Trump's.
And then the DNC, in the form of Obama, had to come in and, you know, basically, oh, well, you know, this whole democracy thing isn't working out, so we have to make sure that that we get the right guy in there. And what? I mean, I'm not claiming to understand. I do not.
I think in this case it could be a divide between the two parts of the Democrat Party, where you have like the upper echelon, like the corporate elitists, right, the billionaires, the people who would support Hillary Clinton or Mike Bloomberg, versus the Bernie bro types, the more economic populists. I mean, I think it's similar to the divide between there's like libertarians in the Republican Party.
So versus the moral majority.
Libertarians in the Republican Party are as to Bernie bros in the Democrat Party.
Yeah. Well, yes, but the Republicans put up with Mike Pence.
And the libertarians in the Republican Party, especially after the 2008 campaign of Ron Paul, had a noticeable impact for a few years in the direction that the Republican Party took.
The Tea Party.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it went downhill very quickly after that, but for a brief period they were very... relatively influential within the ranks of the Republicans.
I think that the Tea Party people probably found out pretty quick that, wow, this is a feature of the system, not the system malfunctioning. This is what it's supposed to do. And I think that the Bernie people are beginning to see this too, is that the system is about keeping the people in power in power. It's not about serving the interests of the voters.
I don't know that they're ever going to get that, because we still have these people out there who say, no, we need to stay at home. We need the government to enforce stay-at-home orders with the military and all kinds of other crap, because the government loves us.
Well, I think there's value to the stay-at-home orders, but value to
there's value to staying at home.
Right, staying at home there's value to. So it's like, if a cop enforces seatbelt laws, he's never going to come after me because I wear my seatbelt. And I'm generally not going out. Fortunately, I have the value of I have the luck of being essential, right? So if anybody bothers asking me, I'm just like, I do whatever I want, I'm essential, right? But,
especially here in New Hampshire, where it allows the individual to make their own determination about what is or isn't essential.
There you go.
And do you really need to go do this thing at 10:45 at night? Yes, this is essential.
But cops are arresting people for going to the beach, which, by the way, sunlight and salt water kill stuff. So these are good. Why would you arrest people for going to the beach?
Why would you arrest a guy out surfing by himself?
Right.
Is the question.
Oh, and it's going to get worse. I one of the stories I have is in Los Angeles. I think it's in Los Angeles, at least in California. We're going to fine people up to $1,000 for not wearing a mask or not covering your face at all.
We have that in front of us. Pennsylvania, of course, making it difficult and dangerous to buy liquor. There's been rumors of New Hampshire and Vermont closing their borders to each other, going on for like a week now.
That's the reason I'm here. That's the reason I'm here, is because I was afraid of interstate border closures. Yeah. And I didn't want to be stuck on Saipan when I wanted to leave. I really only left 2 weeks earlier than I wanted to, but I got to accompany my family this way and didn't get stuck.
Well, Sununu, His Excellency King Sununu, has at least said that, governors don't have the authorities to shut down borders. But state troopers do evidently have the authority to pull over anyone with an out-of-state license plate. That's already happening.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says the coronavirus outbreak is a time for the faithful to pray and reflect.
We can use this time to pray, to reflect, and to focus on our personal relationship with God.
The president speaking during his daily coronavirus task force meeting. The president also said he spoke to thousands of faith leaders on Wednesday and thanked them for raising the spirits of Americans at this difficult time. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is bowing out of the Democratic presidential race. That clears the path for former Vice President Joe Biden to become the party's nominee. Speaking from one of his three homes, Sanders thanks his supporters and says,
"Together we have transformed American consciousness as to what kind of nation we can become, and have taken this country a major step forward."
The Dow closed up 779 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice this is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Vincent,
and Mark.
And a lot of people are just terrified of the coronavirus. They don't want to come within 6 feet of people. They don't want to touch people. They generally don't want to even see people. Well, there's one option.
Now, that's just what I do all the time.
I agree. But there's one option, and as far as I'm aware, only one good option for actually going to a store, paying, and leaving without having to touch the card processor, without having to hand them cash and get back cash, and that's cryptocurrency.
Today is the day, right? Like, now we are experiencing when cryptocurrency can really shine. Instead of taking those dirty dollars, you can just do it all on your phone.
And AnyPay is what makes this possible, and you can earn money from purchases made using Bitcoin Cash and Dash at businesses that you sign up with AnyPay, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. That's amazing. You made it happen, so you get the rewards, and the commissions are instant. There's no waiting for a payout threshold or a certain amount of time to pass. No, if somebody goes in there and they make a purchase, you get your commission right then. All you have to do is download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. Again, that's AnyPayInc.com. Then all customers have to do is walk into the store, put their goods up there, and whip out their phone and scan a QR code. No contact required. It's amazing. AnyPayInc.com. Moving on, the U.S. Appeals Court has evidently, Vincent, you brought in this story, I think, handed a Trump.
The joke is, sorry to interrupt. I posted it as a joke saying that QAnon was right, that Trump's going to execute the deep state traitor. I posted this a while ago, sir.
Who's the deep state traitor? I don't know.
Okay. How about it? Go.
No. This is bad. I just saw because I saw this on the QAnon portion of Twitter where for those unaware, QAnon is like this conspiracy that Trump and the military are secretly working behind the scenes to arrest the deep state traitors. So people like the people who go to the Bilderberg Group, Obama, Hillary Clinton. You know, the whole thing with like tying with Seth Rich and so. A lot of it, you know, like with most predictions, like Nostradamus, a lot of it is open for interpretation, and a lot of it didn't come true. So in this case, the Trump is able to resume federal executions.
What was stopping him from doing federal executions?
The deep state.
So
hold on. It sounds like something. There was some legal process that was keeping the federal government from resuming federal executions. Is that not correct? Otherwise, why did the appeals court even get involved?
Maybe it was the I know there was the drug companies have stopped making some of the lethal injection stuff. So there have been some cases surrounding that. Like, it has to be this stuff. You can't use other stuff to execute somebody because it might kill them. I don't know what exactly the problem is. Not that I support the death penalty, but, I do have a difficult time feeling bad for some of these people who have done some terrible things, dying in horrifying ways. I just don't think the government's a good organization to meet this stuff out.
Well, evidently, digging into this article further, the Federal Death Penalty Act required the federal government to follow all execution protocols in the state where the execution is set to take place.
Okay.
So presumably, in states that don't allow the death penalty...
Could they not take the criminal, the prisoner, and move them to a federal prison, a federal prison in a state that has the death penalty, and then just go about their business?
I don't know. It seems like wouldn't that be extradition?
Nope.
I think it literally would be, though.
No, it's not. So extradition means that the one state has custody and another state wants them, or one country has custody and another country wants them. But the United States federal prison system, the BOP, Bureau of Prisons, has custody. They can move you from Florida to Wyoming, and they call this diesel therapy, I think, maybe, when they basically make life miserable on a convict who's attempting to make life miserable on them, basically just travel him around all the time. He never gets a chance to sort of settle in.
The federal government regularly does this to people?
It's an accusation.
Well, I'm not surprised. But let's go to the phones. We got Rev calling from Florida. Rev, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I want to talk about a few things. First of all, I want to talk about why we need sadist brutality to keep people in line, and I'm not trolling. I want to talk about political nihilism, and I want to talk about I'm getting tired of people bashing my Saints. So, yeah.
Okay. Well,
the New Orleans Saints?
No, the Saint Parent and Saint Bowers and them, but we'll get to that. Let's talk about why we need brutal sadist authority. Do you want to hear my synopsis?
Yes.
All right, bring it.
All right. I'm under the influence of Tim Dale, so excuse me now. But a long time since I talked to
Tenezzo.
Dude looks like a lady looking great there, all right? So listen here. So why we need a boot on people's throats is because inevitably, no matter how well-meaning like you libertarian people are, despite a lot of your nice ideas and more humane and even pragmatic ideas, guess what? There's always going to be, inevitably, a power vacuum. And if we do not seize it, communist buttholes like Mao and Antifa buttholes and that butthole Stalin will. So you can have a boot on your face anyway there, friend. Why not make it be our boot? Go.
Well, I guess that my response would be is that you're right. As long as people accept the notion that there must be someone in power, it's better to have somebody who isn't Hitler, Mao, or Stalin in power than somebody who's not. However, what the purpose of Free Talk Live is to educate people that, hey, you don't have to be a domesticated puppy dog. You can be a wild and free wolf. Oh! Howling at the moon whenever you feel like it. If you want to be the state's lapdog, and I get that there are people out there that do want this, right? Like, maybe they just don't have the intellect or the will or the
ability.
Well,
freedom requires work. You know, freedom requires them to take responsibility for their own actions and to deal with the consequences of their actions. And it's so much easier in the system. Hold on, Rev. It's so much easier in the system we have set up for them to pass the buck to everyone else.
Right? I mean, people want an expert to take care of a problem, and I get that. It's just that those politicians, they're not experts.
And even if they were,
power-hungry, evil people looking for power. that's what they are.
The only expert on how to run my life is me. No one else could have more expertise in that than I do.
Let's go, Rev. How do you like that?
You people have these false equivocations. Now, you have some correct assumptions, but Mr. Edge, you're a smarter man. You're a smart man. So I don't want to hear you make these false equivocations. Some people don't have the intellectual capacity. You mean like the 68 Somalian buttholes with their IQs that rape white women and those trash? Yeah, you're right. Maybe there's some white trash that don't have it either. You're right. But, dude, there are
people stupid people everywhere.
I think he means false equivalents, not false equivocation.
Maybe it's not just intellect. Maybe it's devoid of that. Maybe it's pure, cold, hard efficiency. Maybe people have read Nietzsche or read Schopenhauer or whatever. Maybe they don't need that. Look, all I'm saying is you guys do good work, but this is never going to happen. You might as well try to mold the state to fit your own doing instead of this utopian idea.
I do not have the belief that somehow Free Talk Live is going to create, after a series of years, an absolutely free place. But it is our goal to educate people as to what freedom is, at the very least, and to defend that particular definition. And if it gets applied in life, then, well, that's a good thing. Maybe in this area and maybe in that area. I'm only trying to make a freer world, not the idea that somehow we're going to just bring down the entire state. No, I don't believe that.
Rev, thank you so much for the call. Good to hear from you after such a long time. See, I think it will happen, but only thousands of years from now. I think we have a very long... We're playing the long game.
I, for one, welcome our robot overlords.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And Mark, you wanted to talk more about this notion of molding the state to your advantage.
Right, and this is a common thing that sort of gets debated in libertarian circles, but... You know, being here in New Hampshire, the home of the Free State Project, for many years at this point. We moved in 2006, so, you know, you do the math. I'm too old for this stuff. But what I've seen is that when libertarians who have this sort of, what was the gentleman's name? Rev called in basically saying that you need to mold the state. Like, libertarians have lots of good ideas, but you need to mold the state into the image that you want it to look like. And if you get 100 libertarians in a room, each one has one issue that they think the state should handle, right? So whether it's animal abuse or...
Big L libertarians, sure.
Well, even little L libertarians have their one issue, right?
I know.
Well, okay. So we...
But I'm an anarchist.
You and I and Ian disagree on this term. You and Ian are in one camp where libertarian...
We're demonstrating exactly what he's saying, by the way.
Libertarian and anarchist and voluntarist all mean the same thing. I do not believe that. I believe that each one of these words means something different. Ian doesn't necessarily mean that anarchist and voluntarist are the same word, but you do. So,
well, anarcho-capitalist. Anarchist in and of itself, yeah.
I still don't believe that. I think
market voluntarist, I mean, whatever you want to call me, they all think the same thing.
But, you know, to me, anarcho-capitalist is taking some of the two of the worst words in the English language, shoving them together, and then expecting people to like you.
I'm a shock jock, Mark. This is what I do.
Yeah, well. In order to convince people, you must present things in a fashion that
they
understand.
No, you have to jar them from their delusions.
Well, first, Then you need somebody to explain to them. That's what I'm here for, okay? So
you need a bright red-haired tranny saying, we need to abolish the government. And then for Mark to come in and say, okay, now this is why she's crazy but not crazy.
That's why I'm getting emails that say, Mark, when are you coming back? Please come back soon. So it's because there needs to be the balance. Now, if you get 100 libertarians in a room and each have one issue that they want the government to fix and be a part of, then they're all going to work on the one issue that they want it to be. And you might as well have Democrats and Republicans at that point, because that's what politicians do. They come in with their one issue, and then they vote with the other people in order to get what they want. You just have politics at that point. Nothing has been fixed. The government doesn't get smaller, even though these people want less government on every other issue. It just doesn't happen because That's not how these systems work.
Yeah, because the one issue they may want less government on is somebody else's pet issue that they want government on, and they'll work together to make sure that they both get what they want.
Government growth is a feature, not a side, not some kind of side effect. This is what happened. This is what's supposed to happen. This is what it's all about.
Well, this is how it's designed. I don't want to say that this is how it's supposed to happen, but it's certainly designed to continue.
Well, the people
growing.
Who designed it are the ones who get to decide what it's supposed to do, right? I mean, okay. The guy who engineered the car and the combustion engine and put it all together or whatever, he's the one that says, it goes forward unless you turn this little thingy, you know? And that's kind of what's going on, is that it's doing what it's supposed to do, because it's supposed to do this. And this is whatever the hell is going on.
And we're also not just dealing with 50 libertarians. I mean, 50 libertarians could probably put together some sort of minimal government that isn't too intrusive. But we're talking about 50,000 libertarians, tens of millions of Republicans, tens of millions of Democrats, all with their pet issues. And it doesn't matter if they do suddenly become libertarians overnight about their other issues. They'll all want their pet issue to be addressed. And then you have a government that's the same size as the one we have today.
Yeah, and it's growing at a rapid pace.
And it's all because people have that one issue that they aren't willing to let go of the state regarding. If they let go of that one issue, the government wouldn't grow because the government wouldn't exist.
Right. There are government programs that I like better than other government programs. You know, I can have a conversation about what I think the government should do in any given circumstance. If I were the state, what would I do? But the state isn't a thing. The state is a bunch of power-hungry people trying to shove their pockets full of your money. So
and they're very good at that.
Oh, that it's a feature, right? Like it's
$2 trillion
strange
package.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the politicians that come in, how much money they have, and the politicians that go out, and how much money they have. This is a feature. Thomas Jefferson came in and came out broke because that's how he thought the government should work. Probably the most moral of the founding fathers out there, the reason that I'm, you know, bringing him up. Certainly he's got... Certainly,
I would tend to agree. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to hold him up or anything like that. He certainly could have done some more on slavery, and he himself chided himself for his use of the incipient Navy, you know, with the Tripoli pirates and all that stuff. You know, whatever. But, you know, to me, he gets the award for most moral of the founding fathers.
I would say least reprehensible.
There you go.
Not most moral.
Yep.
Because he did own slaves. I mean, he owned other human beings as property. I don't think the word moral...
His argument would be that he was treating them better than everybody else. And where would you go at that time to be free? I don't know. I mean, I could make arguments in both directions on his use of slavery. But, right, would you want to be completely free with no money? It's not like you had a whole bunch of money at any point.
Well, that's like asking, would you like to be completely free or would you like to have the coronavirus? And my answer would still be, I would rather be free, yeah. I'd rather be free and poor than in a cage and wealthy.
I wonder what it would have been like if he would have gone out and said, hey, gang, I'll let anybody go, and we're sending whatever conveyances north, and I'll try to get you up there. And then I'll let any of you go, but that's all you get. You just get freedom.
He could have also offered them jobs. I mean, he left office broke, but he wasn't always broke.
Yeah, I don't know that he had jobs. I mean, basically his job was
Well, then why did he own slaves?
To do those jobs.
Okay, so he had jobs.
I see.
He just didn't want to pay them.
Well, that's why. Okay, hold on.
That's the problem with slavery.
Agreed. But that was the problem with an undeveloped, non-industrial economy, is that basically to compete in a marketplace, you had to have slaves because everybody else did. It's the reason that you
can't argue with that.
You can't make tennis shoes in the United States, and
well, you can, but you have to drastically lower the standard of living for Americans in order to do so. You have to pay them $2 an hour wages. So maybe that was the issue even back then, is that wage inflation had already taken effect, and his standard of living was higher than it should have been. So should he have, I suppose the morally right thing to do would have been to sacrifice his standard of living in order to pay his slaves.
He probably could have sold Monticello and then given all of his slaves some money and sent them northward to live free lives. But
until they ran out of money and starved, because
well, they probably
nobody would have hired them.
Presumably, there were black communities in New York and Massachusetts and stuff like that. They were putting things together up there.
You know better than I.
I think it was like the first female millionaire or billionaire was a black woman who invented some type of shoe.
I don't know. I think I read the story, but it's been a long time. Yeah, there was something in place, but. And consider that being an employee in, what year are we talking about here, 1780, 800, whatever the time frame is.
Yeah, something like that.
Late 1700s, early 1800s.
Wasn't a delightful experience.
Well, it's not a delightful experience now.
Well, bosses
you're not likely
beat
to get
employees.
Named.
No one has ever beat, I have never been at a job where, it wasn't in prison, where I was beaten by a boss.
You are correct. But was it labor laws that stopped that, or was it an evolving society?
Oh, I wouldn't claim it was the labor laws. I think it was, basically
most people
I can
do
go
credit
work.
The labor laws. They're like, well, thank goodness we have labor laws because we used to have 4-year-old kids getting maimed working in glass factories. It wasn't the labor laws that put a stop to that. It was people saying, hey, this isn't the way to have anything function. This isn't right.
Well, I mean, if you've ever tried to get 4-year-olds to work at anything, I suspect it probably took more time to try to get them to the job than it would ever take.
Well, that was what caused employers to beat their employees was, oh, you don't want to do this? Well,
right. If the employee gets to leave work at the end of the day, they're an employee, and if they choose to come back the next day, then I guess it's better than not having work. And even if it's a beating. I'm not defending that behavior today. Well, yes, if McDonald's, I shouldn't be using McDonald's, if the people at, McBurger decide to beat their employees, then the people will go to King Donald's to to work instead.
Yes, they will.
Donald King, that's what I should have said. Better.
I mean, it's communication about how other people are living and how good they have it that allows that sort of thing to function. For all they
competition.
Know. Yeah. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.